Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Wednesday night, July 11th. It is 11 p.m. on the East Coast. This is Matt Chat live on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Ace Diamond, and tonight we're going to talk about a couple of things I've got on my mind, because right now I don't have a guest, and I'm assuming it's going to stay that way. So the first thing we're going to talk about is this past Friday in San Francisco, California, at the G1 special for New Japan Pro Wrestling, Hiromu Takahashi was seriously injured in his match against Dragon Lee in a spot that I don't think should have even happened. It was a very ill-advised suplex that caused Hiromu to be dumped basically right on top of his head. And apparently has caused a broken neck. The rumor is that immediately after the show, when Hiromu was in the locker room, he collapsed and was taken to a nearby hospital with a broken neck. The extent of the injury is, as of yet, unknown. However, when you're dealing with a neck injury, it's always serious. And almost always requires an extended period of time off. So here's hoping that Hiromu can heal very quickly, take the time off that he needs, and get back to action and back to being himself in the near future, most likely sometime after the new year. But also, there are people who say, oh, wrestling's fake, wrestling is staged and all this and that. And yes, wrestling is, to an extent, choreographed, to an extent, people know what's going on. It is predetermined. Obviously, the outcomes are. But to say it's fake is probably the worst thing you could say about professional wrestling. Fake would imply that there's no risk of injury. Look at guys like Hiromu, most recently, obviously. Guys like Daniel Bryan, who had to retire and fortunately was able to come back. Guys like Edge, who had to retire at a very, very young age. I believe Edge was only 33 when he had to retire. Guys like Kurt Angle, who broke his neck multiple times and should have retired and didn't. Chris Benoit, who should have retired long before he ended up killing himself, his wife, and his child. I mean, these are guys who suffered serious injuries. So, wrestling being fake is just one of those things that couldn't be further from the truth. The risks are absolutely real, and I just think that calling wrestling fake is doing a great disservice to the men and women who perform night in and night out. Speaking of night in and night out, tomorrow night, Fathom Events hosts 350 Days, which is a documentary in many movie theaters around the country, and it will be detailing the lives of many former professional wrestlers. I don't believe there are any current wrestlers to appear, but there are many former professional wrestlers that will be appearing. J.J. Dillon, posthumously Jimmy Snuka, among a lot of others, I believe Lex Luger. But it's about a two-hour documentary tomorrow night at 7 p.m. in movie theaters around the country. Check your local theater to see if it's available in your area. I know I have to drive about 15 miles from my house just to be able to see the movie. And I'm looking forward to it. So, another thing I want to talk about is Caitlin, former Divas Champion Caitlin, will be returning to WWE as the first announced member of the Mae Young Classic. So we and honestly, but back to this Fathom Events movie, it's 350 days. It is only at 7 o'clock. I'm guessing that is local time all across the country. So 7 o'clock in your time zone. a number of interviews. I believe Arn Anderson will be interviewed. And late breaking news, if you are listening out there, tomorrow night at 11 o'clock, we will have a very special episode of Matt Chat, where I will be joined by Ryan O'Brien of the Shamrock Saints. And honestly, because Ryan O'Brien and I have a somewhat tenuous past, I'm actually looking forward to this interview and this talk, because time that he and I bury the hatchet. But as for right now, this is Ace Diamond. I'm going to actually cut off this show for the night and get ready for tomorrow night. So have a good night, everybody.